On Tuesday this week, hundreds of citizens crowded into the Tucson Convention Center to protest the city's new proposed budget. It includes about $30 million in increased taxes and fees. Mike Hine, Tucson's city manager for 4 years, until his sudden dismissal earlier this month, talks to Bill Buckmaster about his perspective on the city's financial difficulties.
There's some irony in your being let go after what happened at the council public hearing, talking about the council tentatively signing off on a bus fare increase. That was an issue that almost got you fired a year ago.
Yes, that was clearly a controversial issue that led to some turbulence last year when in the proposed budget proceedings we had talked about increasing transit fares for the bus system.
Do you think that the kind of increases being talked about, including an increase on renters or a 2% renter's tax, you think those are going to fly?
Well, it's hard to predict. If I was in the prediction game, maybe I'd still be with the city. So you never know what's going to happen. And it's good to see that the community is being involved as far as coming to the public hearing and making their opinions heard. It's going to be an interesting time, you know, and almost a Herculean effort is going to have to be put forth to come through with a budget that harmonizes the interests of the community for demand for services with resources to fund those services.
When you reflect on that day earlier this month, is shock too big a word to put on that as far as you're concerned? Or I know I've heard you say surprise. Where do you say it comes down now?
Well, I think upon reflection, I mean, everybody has to move on, as I've said publicly, and it's in the best interest of the community for everybody to move forward and not reflect on the past too much. But yeah, I was clearly surprised, or I probably wouldn't have come out of executive session and sat down again. So yeah, a little bit surprised. I didn't pack up the office in anticipation. So
some have said, Mr. Hine, that you're the fall guy for Rio Nuevo, failed, what some see as a failure with Rio Nuevo. How would you characterize downtown redevelopment under your tenure?
Well, controversial to say the least, but I'm actually real pleased. And again, I don't think you can adequately judge what was done, and it wasn't done by an individual. It was done by a quality group of people and a committed group of individuals, not only working for the city but in the community, because redevelopment doesn't take months or years. It takes decades, and in a decade from now, I'm sure people will be pleased. The 4th Avenue underpass opening and the connectivity eventually with the U of A and the modern streetcar to downtown is just going to change the dynamic and the feel. So people forget the context and the history. Sure, there was a vote in 99, but that came on the heels of legislation to fund a stadium up in Phoenix. The legislation didn't come about because Tucsonans wanted to do Rio Nuevo. So there was a resource before there really was a plan. And then when that resource was triggered in 2003, it was quickly discovered there wasn't enough money to satisfy anybody's expectations. So over the last 4 years, I think a lot of progress has been made. Even extending the TIF was the first step, and then actually getting some things in the ground. So time will be the judge of how this era will be viewed.
The business community and some in the environmental community certainly rallied to your support after the dismissal. We had Don Diamond on the program, I think within a day after that decision was made. Have you been gratified by the response from many in the community?
Many, many acquaintances, very few friends in this type of profession. So I was very gratified to see that, you know, the relationships I built over the last 20 years just don't disappear because I no longer maybe have a position that affords, you know, some special opportunities.
Your successor, Mike Letcher, were you happy that Mike got the job?
Yeah, Mike is an outstanding public servant, and you know, I wasn't surprised to see that he answered the call to stay on. You know, he'll provide the much needed continuity when you look at the financial markets and some of the tough decisions. So I'm not sure they had many alternatives given that this is an election cycle. So I was real pleased that he agreed to stay on, and he'll do a solid job for the community.
How will the budget, do you think, how will it all work out?
Well, it's going to be, an arduous process, and it's going to be a chance for people to really talk about what is a core service and what is a priority. You know, in the old days when Mr. Valdez was city manager, they'd have all-day sessions about prioritization. And that's what's going to have to occur. People have to understand if you demand more services, it has to cost something, and that cost has to be borne by some revenue stream. And either you have to increase the revenue streams or you're going to have to cut services.